I think I said before that I really love Valentine's Day, and I just realized that I have a few more days to prepare because the Rosendale Open Mic is on Monday the 13th. So I'm sorry for that mistake. Chris will be at the Rosendale Open Mic on the 13th.
Thank you, sir.
My bad. Next up is another of our wonderful poetesses. Suzanne Owens is a beautiful reader with beautiful material, and it's always a pleasure to introduce her. Let's give her a big welcome.
That light. No, I can't see it down there. This is good. Okay, good, great. I just have to hold it. What a wonderful celebration for Ellen, and a wonderful escape here in this beautiful place from all the things that are going on in our world. Serbia, China, Russia, Egypt, Israel, Iran. I don't have to say anything else, right? This is called Druids and Tightrope Walker. Once I was a serpent longing to eat lilies. Then I became my own mother and made pictures in clay. Later, my wandering eyes, wide and dark, tried to fend off the electric wars. These days, our frequency rises. We see the cruelty around us with morbid stories in the news. No different than the dark and deadly rituals that transpired in druid groves where women hung from trees. The good or evil of one man can change the destiny of a civilization. Will the deluge come? Will seasoned river levels rise? Will glaciers cover our earth? We try to avoid the side effects of cloning, panic neurons, terror rooms, eradication, and the practice of beheading. Growth leads to decay. For some, the only thing that blossoms in summer is death. Overgrown by corruption, can we no longer hear the harness jingle or smell the soup that lasted generations? Can we let the white light speak to our hearts? Can we remember 4 million years ago when Lucy rocked the cradle of the human race? White pine cured coughs, healed burns, and desperate wounds. Even though a snowstorm creeps up the coast, the trees are filling out. Even though metallic moves across the sky, robins peck the lawn. They know constancy means enduring. But now snow piles on the sills, inches up the windows, and the birds have withdrawn gracefully. They know nothing remains the same. But there is fear in change, and so I write of it, knowing my cells change as I change these words. To rise and progress as a mountain rises. But the mountain stops and the sky continues to rise, as if leaving. Sometimes we must withdraw into hiding for our renewal. To be part of our cellular universe, as the tightrope walker withdraws a foot in order to balance. Before we progress along the wire, gravity can cause us to lose our center of mass. If we're not directly above our wire, if we rotate, we fall. Like squirrels have long tails, we too need a balancing pole. This gives more time to move from our center back to the desired position. We must listen to our body, its well of images. Events and actions change and differ as time changes. Duty demands leaders to withdraw gracefully, without hesitation. Do they know the history of our race, their primal nature? Can they overcome themselves by governing their desires? Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne, for that very moving poem.